If you're all about sports, then you need to shop The Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, The Locker Room has it. Stop in today, The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Well, it's Searcy's ball to start this second quarter as they're still looking to try to get some offense going. They have yet to score in this game. It is 16-0 as we start this second period. Both teams come out on the floor to get to action started back up. It will be Alexis Broadway triggering the inbound pass on the far sideline. She'll get into Davis, and we are back underway. Davis walks it into the front court. Throws over on the left side to Hadley. Over to Davis. Now back on the right to Broadway. Now it's once again in the man-to-man. Over to Broadway on the left wing. Trying to figure out where to go with it. Now throws it over to the right side to Davis. Down the corner goes to Province. Back to Davis. Now up top to Broadway. Back over to Davis on the right wing. Throws it back up top to Broadway. She'll take the screen. Through a pull-up for the three-pointer. In and out, no good. And the rebound's controlled by Kyra Penn. And back come the Lady Bombers. Here's Payne into the front, throwing to Martin in the front court. Down on the low block to Penn. She's looking to go up for the layup. Instead, she's going to kick it back up top to Husky, who's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Peyton Husky with her first 3 points of the night. 19-0, Mountain Home leading it as we are almost a minute into the second quarter. Here's Broadway throwing it to Hadley. Now up top to Davis, who will set up the offense. Now Davis dribbles to the right side, going down towards the low block, loses the handle of the ball, but gets it back. Now throws it to Province. Now ball goes up top to Broadway. She'll reset the offense. Over the right side to Davis, down in the corner to Province. Tried to kick it to Oden. Pass was wide of her, but Broadway is right there to keep it from going out of bounds. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Long rebound chased by Peyton Husky, and back comes Mountain Home. Husky quickly into the front court, throwing it to Martin on the right side. Now she's going to take the screen, going down towards the low block, going up for the layup, no good, and a rebound, well, ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Mountain Home, and it will be Searcy's basketball with 6:21 left of the first half. 19-0, Lady Bombers on top. Broadway walks the ball across the timeline for Searcy. Over to Province on the right side. Down to Davis in the corner. Now up top to Oden. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer, and she banked it in. Ileana Oden finally gets rid of that goose egg for Searcy. They get on the board for the first time tonight, almost a little over 2 minutes into the second quarter. 19-3, Lady Bombers leading it. Ball goes down to Penn on the low block. She's going to go up for the jumper. No good. Payne's right there for the offensive rebound. She kicks out. Here's Penn up with it. Now throws up top to Husky. She drills to the right side, gets it there to Martin. Martin drills down towards the corner, goes back to the wing, finds Penn once again on the low block. Now she will give it to Gilbert at the free throw line. Back over to Martin on the right side. Her three-pointer is up, no good, and the rebound's controlled by Broadway and back on the Lady Lions. Well, just as I say that, Broadway tries to throw it in the front court to Davis. She couldn't handle the pass, probably a little bit too high for her. It goes out of bounds, and Mountain Home's going to get back on the unforced turnover. That's their sixth giveaway of the night. The Searcy is Mountain Home so far with two in this game. They've done an excellent job of handling the ball right now. Martin drills to the right side, throws up top to Gilbert. Over to Payne on the left wing. Payne will give it to Gilbert. Now up top to Husky. Over to Martin on the right side. Down to Husky on the low block. She's going to give it to Gilbert there in the paint for the layup. Good. Kate Gilbert with 6 points on the night. 21-3, Mountain Home on top. 4:53 left of the first half. Here's Broadway with the ball up top for the Lady Lions. Throws over to Oden on the left wing. Back up top to Broadway. She's going to try a three-pointer of her own. Misses everything. Ball goes out of bounds, and it will be Mountain Home's basketball with 4:40 left of the first half. Taylor Branch and Harley Lashley checking back in for the Lady Lions, replacing Whitney Davis and Cammie Province. 4:38 left of the first half. Mountain Home with the ball leading by 18. Martin will walk the ball into the front court. Dribbles toward the left side. Martin still with it. Now she's going down towards the lane, going to throw a cross court to Payne on the right wing. Now it gives it to Gilbert near the free throw line. Now Penn has it on the left elbow. Her jumper will not go, and the rebound, well, it looked like it was going to be controlled by Broadway. It was knocked out of her hands by Gilbert, and then the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home. Good hustle by Kate Gilbert. Just couldn't quite get to the ball to save it in, and Cersei will walk it across back the other way with a little over 4 minutes left in the first half. 21-3, Lady Bombers on top. Branch throws over to Lashley on the right, on the left. I'm sorry, Hadley on the left wing. Now gives it back to Broadway. Now Hadley has up top, over to Odin in the left corner. She's going to pull up for the jumper. Good. Eliana Odin with all five of Cersei's points in this one so far. 21-5, Mountain Home on top. 3:45 left in the first half. Here's Kyra Penn with it on the low block. Gives it to a cutting Husky, who goes down into the lane, and she's going to be called for the travel. Third turnover against Mountain Home with 3:40 left of the half. Anna Grace Swarman, Aston Yates, and Leah Jackson all checking back in for Mountain Home, replacing Emily Payne, Kyra Penn, and Emma Martin. 16-point advantage for the Lady Bombers as Broadway will walk it across the half-court stripe for Cersei. Broadway has it between the circles. Throws over to Branch on the right side. Now up top to Hadley. Back to Branch. Throws it down low block to Hadley. She goes up for the layup. No good, but draws contact. And she'll head to the free throw line with 3:18 left of the half. Leah Jackson picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number four against Mountain Home. So, first free throws of the night for Cersei will be shot by Nalia Hadley. First shot is up and good. One more free throw for Hadley. Second shot, she gets both. Her first 2 points of the night. 21-8. Mountain Home leading it. 21-8. Back the other way. Aston Yates going to pull up for the three-pointer on the left side. No good. Offensive rebound for Foreman. Perfect position for it to get the rebound and the putback. And for Grace Foreman now with 5 points. 3 minutes left. It is 23-7. Back the other way. Taylor Branch going up for the layup. No good, but she's going to be fouled. It'll be Leah Jackson once again. And it'll be Taylor Branch at the free throw line for the first time tonight. Leah Jackson picks up her second personal foul. Team foul number five against the Lady Bombers. So 2:57 left of the half. Branch's first free throw was no good. Emma Martin checking in for Leah Jackson, who again just picked up foul number two. Branch with one more free throw. Second shot will not go. She misses both, and the rebound's controlled by Foreman. And back comes Mountain Home. Here's Martin into the front court for the Lady Bombers. 23-7, Mountain Home leading it. Martin with it on the left side. Throws up top to Gilbert. Over to Husky on the right. Down in the paint to Foreman. She puts up the layup off the glass and in. Anna Grace Foreman with 7 points. Off the assist by Peyton Husky. 2.5 minutes left to play in the first half. Ball goes into the front court to Hadley. She has it on the right wing. Now throws up top to Broadway. Over to Branch. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Ball goes out of bounds, and it will be Mountain Home's basketball with 2:19 left of the first half. 25-7, Lady Bombers leading it. Martin will walk the ball across the timeline for the Lady Bombers. Dribbles to the left side. Now throws it up top to Gilbert. Now Gilbert's going down into the lane, going to try to feed it to Foreman, but the pass was knocked away, stolen by Branch. She's quickly back the other way. Fourth turnover against Mountain Home. Now Branch is being double-teamed, and now she'll kick it up top to Hadley. Now Broadway has it at the left elbow. She's going to go up for the leaning jumper off the glass and in. Alexis Broadway with her first 2 points of the night, 25-9. Mountain Home leading it with 1:40 left of the first half. Martin with it up top. Now she'll take the screen from Yates. Going to go down in the lane. Pull up for the jumper. No good. Offensive rebound for Gilbert. She goes back up with it off the glass and in. Kate Gilbert with 8 points. 27-9. Mountain Home leading it. 1:21 left of the first half. Here's Hadley back the other way. Trying to get out of the double team. She kicks up to Broadway. Over to Odin on the left side for the jumper. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Gilbert. Back comes Mountain Home. Gilbert quickly into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Dribbles to the right side. She's going to pull up on the wing for the three-pointer. Good. Kate Gilbert in double figures with 11 points. 1 minute left to play in the first half. 30-9. Mountain Home leading it. And a foul is going to be called in the backcourt against Mountain Home. Anna Grace Foreman picks up her first personal foul. That's the last foul Mountain Home has to give this half. 56 and a half seconds left to play in the first half. Whitney Davis checks back in, replacing Taylor Branch. A 21-point Lady Bomber lead. Broadway walks it into the front court. Ball goes down to Oden. Back to Broadway. Over to Davis on the left wing. Across the court to Oden on the right side. Up top to Broadway. Broadway will dribble to the right wing. Now she goes down into the lane, going up for the layup. And a blocking foul is going to be called on Asin Yates. So two shots coming up for Alexis Broadway. That is Yates' first personal foul. Seventeenth foul against Mountain Home here in the first half. So for the last 34 seconds, Cersei is going to be in the bonus. First free throw for Broadway is up and in. That was her first free throw attempt of the evening. Second shot is up. She gets both. Alexis Broadway with 4 points now. 30-11, Mountain Home leading it. So Mountain Home will walk the ball as we are inside the last 30 seconds. Mountain Home will probably hold for the last shot of the period. Husky with it up top, trying to get some distance between her and her defender, Lashley. 15 seconds left. Ball goes over to Martin on the right wing. Now throws it up top to Husky. With 8 seconds, she's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Peyton Husky with 6 points, all from three-point range. Inbound pass goes to Davis. Is she going to get the shot up before the end of the half? She will not. So, excellent half for Mountain Home. They will go into the locker room with a 23-point advantage. Our score at the break, Mountain Home leading Searcy 34-11. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot, and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic Surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.
As we embark on the adventure of a new year, start off in the right direction by resolving to review your investment and retirement plans. The investment and wealth management team at Integrity First Bank specializes in personal financial planning, investments, estate and trust administration, as well as small business succession planning. We can take care of you and your family with more trust and integrity. Call us today at 425-1801 to schedule a complimentary portfolio review or no obligation consult with an experienced member of our team. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Investment products are not FDIC insured. Not a guarantee and they lose value.